Veterans salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Stan, you had a very nice tournament, and too bad you couldn't play what you wanted today. But what went wrong, you think, in the match? Like, the match as you envisioned it before you played in your mind, and on the court, what went wrong according to your expected plans?
Well, I think first his level, he's playing his best level on clay. Five-set match, you know, it's going to be a really tough challenge when you play against him, you know, from the beginning. I think from my side, for sure, I didn't play my best tennis. I think I was a little bit hesitating with my selection of shot. I was always like a little bit between for a few reasons. One, because I play against him and he put this doubt in your head when you play against him and he's playing so good. And second, because all the effort I've been doing last few weeks to get to my best level again, to get some confidence again, and to win all those matches, some tough matches. So many reasons made that score today, but mainly because he was playing better.
Stan, you said before your last two Slam finals that you were struck by a lot of nerves and you maybe felt that it could be your last. Just how did you feel going into this final, which is against obviously one of the biggest challenges in tennis?
Well, for sure, I was nervous this morning about the match, about the final, about playing against him. But again, when I enter on the court, I really enjoy. I enjoyed, and I appreciate to be in the final of Grand Slam here in French Open. That's always something special, and you need to see that also from the big picture. For sure, the score wasn't good, the match wasn't good, but at the end of the day, there's a lot of positive to take from last few weeks.
Stan, how important was that fourth game or those first four games of the first set where things were really tight and it looked like it might go either way, and afterwards he just seemed to race away with the set in the next couple of games?
For sure, against him, especially if you're not completely free with what you're doing, you don't want him to take the lead and start to play even more aggressive and more free. But again, at the end of the day, it was three sets. Nothing to say. There's many things I can talk about the game, about what I did, about what he was doing, about that I should have done or tried differently. But at the end of the day, I think it's quite clear the score.
Stan, if you look at Roland Garros over the last 2 weeks, the tennis you've played, including beating the world's number one in the semi-final, what's your assessment of your game, particularly over the last 2 weeks, and how that stands you in good stead going into the grass court season?
No, for sure, it's a amazing tournament for sure. Today, now, right now, I'm not happy. I'm quite sad to have lost the final. Doesn't matter who you play, what the score is when you play final of Grand Slam, you don't want to lose. Trust me, I felt better last three times when I was winning and having the trophy of the winner. But there's many, many, many good things. 2 weeks ago, I was 3 weeks ago, I was really down, not winning matches in Masters 1000, not playing my best tennis, a lot in doubt in my game when I was playing. And in 3 weeks, I won Geneva and I make final of a Grand Slam. So that's big for me, that's for sure. But I will need a few days to really see that, because it's tough to describe the feeling of losing a Grand Slam final.
Stan, you smashed your racket at the end of the second set and also kept hitting your head several times. Can you just talk us through what you were going through mentally during the game and at the end of that second set?
Well, it's I was trying to find solution. I was trying to play better. I was trying to play the game I wanted to play. I was trying to do something different. Again, today, as I said, there's not much to talk about the match. I think it's a tough match, tough loss. I play against the biggest clay court player ever. He won in his 10th French Open today, so that's something huge also.
Stan, here. Would you say that today tennis somehow has been cruel with you in the way nothing went right? Every time you tried a winner, it went out, Rafa, everything in.
I don't know. I think it's a tennis match. Also, you're playing against an opponent. You're playing against someone who's playing better today. Who's playing a game that's not easy for me when I'm not completely 100% with my mind and what I want to do. And that's what happened when you play against Rafa. He's a big champion. He won so many big titles. He's playing so well this year. I'm not the first to, and not the last to lose against him on clay.
Could you talk a little bit more about Rafa? We saw an incredible performance out there, but as an athlete, what does he impose? What does he take away from you? And this run of 10 titles here, how incredible is that?
That's something tough to describe when you just say that he won 10 French Open. It's a Grand Slam, but it's the same Grand Slam, and that's something so big for the sport for sure. When you play against him, he's amazing fighter. He's on clay, he's just tough to play. There is always one ball coming back. There is always spin on the ball. There is always a different bounce. That's what the other player make on that surface. He creates a doubt that you cannot have if you want to beat the team. And on clay especially, because the way he's moving, it's even more difficult.
Stan, you had a very tough semi-final, a very long semi-final. And you've played a lot of tennis over the last couple of weeks, you know, playing a tournament just before the French Open as well. Do you think you were a little exhausted for the final? Did that contribute at all to the result?
No, honestly, I was surprised with my fitness since the match of Andy. I was feeling great. I had zero problems since the match. I was feeling good today. I think it's more mentally, as I say. I did a lot of effort last few weeks to get to my best level, to win all those matches, not only French Open but also Geneva. I had some tough match. I had to find really inside the way out to play my best tennis again, and I did it really well. And I think today, when you play Rafa, if you're not completely free with what you think and what you're gonna do, and you're not completely relaxed the way you're gonna play, you have no chance. And that's what happened today.
Stan, today you play against Rafa. Probably you saw part of his other matches during the last 2 weeks. Have you ever seen him playing the way he played this year?
No, for sure. He's playing the best he never played. That's for sure. But not only here. Since the beginning of the year, you can see he's playing more aggressive. He's staying more close from the line. But that's clearly his best he never played. And that's why he's winning so much again.
COTA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at COTA.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.